现在播送英语 USA 第33课。你好，徐芳。
你好，严华。
听众
朋友
们
好。
欢迎各位参加广播英语教程 English USA 英语 USA。
我们上次和 Martin 一起在家度过了一个忙碌的工作周末，今天 Martin 回办公室上班了。
我们上次学到有两类时间用语，一类指的时间范围比较大，另一类却是指某一特定时间的。待会儿我们能在他们的交谈中听到这两种不同的时间用语。现在先让我们来学两个生词吧。
Weekend, W-E-E-K-E-N-D, weekend. 再说一遍 ,weekend, W-E-E-K-E-N-D, weekend. 我想大家都看得出来，这个词是由 week 和 end 两个词组成的。week 解释成星期，而 end的意思是末尾，那么他们两个字合在一块儿是什么意思呢？
星期的末尾，那一定是周末了。再学一个地名 ，Pittsburgh， P I T T S B U R G H， Pittsburgh。再说一遍 ，Pittsburgh， P I T T S。B-U-R-G-H Pittsburgh， 这是美国的匹兹堡市。
这会儿 Martin 已经走进了他的办公室，我们快去听听他和同事们在谈些什么吧。
Hello Martin, did you finish your story?
Yes I did, I worked on Saturday.
When did you finish?
I finished in the evening.
Hello, Kara, Martin.
Hi, Waleed.
Good morning, Waleed. How are you?
Fine, thanks. Did you have a nice weekend?
Wonderful.
I worked.
Did you work at the office?
No, I worked at home. I finished a story.
I can't work on the weekend. The children are very noisy.
I don't like to work on weekends.
Martin 的一位同事一见面就问起 Martin 的报道写得怎么样了。那 Martin 是怎么告诉他的呢？
他说他星期六晚上完成了那篇报道。
接着走进办公室的是 Waleed， 他也和大家谈起周末的情况。让我们再来听一遍。
Did you have a nice weekend?
Wonderful.
I worked.
Did you work at the office?
No, I worked at home. I finished a story.
I can't work on the weekend. The children are very noisy.
I don't like to work on weekends.
你听到他是怎么说你周末过得好不好这句话的？
他说 Did you have a nice weekend?
对了，这句话用的是过去时态，因为周末已经过去了。
人们在周末前夕告别的时候常常会说 Have a nice weekend， 祝周末愉快。
我们都知道 Martin 这次过了一个工作周末，他在家里赶写那篇报道。他喜欢在周末工作吗？
他不喜欢。刚才我们听到他们说了在周末这个短语，就是 on the weekend 或者 on weekend， 这里是用介词 on。
大家相互问了周末的情况之后，接着谈的是这几天的工作和活动安排。让我们仔细的听一听他们是怎么说的。
Martin, when are you going to Pittsburgh?
On Tuesday.
Are you working on a story?
Yes, I'm writing a story about Pittsburgh.
Didn't you write a story about Pittsburgh last year?
Yes, I did. I wrote a story 3 years ago, too. I visit Pittsburgh often. Sometimes I write a story. I want to see the changes.
Has it changed?
Yes, it has changed. I wrote a story 10 years ago, too.
Pardon?
10 years ago.
When did you first visit Pittsburgh?
In 1975. I went with my father to a baseball game.
原来 Martin 要去匹兹堡了。他什么时候动身呢？他去那儿干嘛呢？让我们再好好听一遍刚才的那段对话。
Martin, when are you going to Pittsburgh?
On Tuesday.
Are you working on a story?
Yes, I'm writing a story about Pittsburgh.
Didn't you write a story about Pittsburgh last year?
Yes, I did. I wrote a story 3 years ago, too. I visit Pittsburgh often. Sometimes I write a story. I want to see the changes.
Has it changed?
Yes, it has changed. I wrote a story 10 years ago, too.
Pardon?
10 years ago.
When did you first visit Pittsburgh?
In 1975, I went with my father to a baseball game.
Oh, Martin 星期二动身去匹兹堡。
他为什么要去那儿呢？
因为他要写一篇有关匹兹堡的报道。
Martin 常常报道匹兹堡的情况吗？
对，他去年和三年以前都报道了匹兹堡。
那他为什么常常采访匹兹堡呢？
因为他要看到匹兹堡所发生的变化。
他们在这段交谈中好几次用到 change 这个词。Martin 说 I want to see the changes, 还说 it has changed. 这两句话里都有 change。这两个 change 相同吗？
不同。在 I want to see the changes 这句话里 changes 是名词，解释为变化、改变。但是在 it has changed 那句话里 changed 虽然也解释为变化、改变，但是却是一个动词。
Martin 最早报道匹兹堡是什么时候呢？
是在十年以前。
那是他平生第一次去匹兹堡吗？
不是的，他在1975年就和爸爸一块去过匹兹堡了，那是去看棒球赛。
三位同事正聊得起劲儿的时候，又有一个人来上班了。咱们快去听听他是谁。
Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Howard.
Hi.
Good morning. How are you?
Where are you going this week, Martin? Pittsburgh. When are you going?
I'm going on Tuesday.
I'm going to work now. There's a meeting this morning.
When is the meeting?
It's at 11:45.
11:45? When is our meeting, Martin?
Our meeting is at 11:45.
Can we change our meeting?
Of course. What time do you want to meet?
Can we meet at 11 o'clock?
Yes, we can. Do you want to meet in your office?
Can we meet in your office?
When are we going to finish?
Before the other meeting.
来的是 Howard. 他一来就问 Martin 这个星期去什么地方，什么时候去。
Martin 刚才已经说过，他星期二去匹兹堡。
他们接着谈到了眼下的活动安排。让我们再听一遍他们今天上午要做什么。
I'm going on Tuesday.
I'm going to work now. There's a meeting this morning.
When is the meeting?
It's at 11:45.
11:45? When is our meeting, Martin?
Our meeting is at 11:45.
Can we change our meeting?
Of course. What time do you want to meet?
Can we meet at 11 o'clock?
Yes, we can. Do you want to meet in your office?
Can we meet in your office?
When are we going to finish?
Before the other meeting.
Martin 有一位同事今天上午要做什么呢？
他要去开会。
那个会议几点开始呢？
11:45。
但是 Martin 他们自己也要开会。他们的会议什么时候开始？
他们的会议也是11:45开始。
两个会议时间冲突，他们的会议可以换一下时间吗？
当然可以了。
那怎么改呢？
他们的会议改在11:00举行，然后在另一个会议开始以前结束。
他们的会在哪儿开呢？
在 Martin 的办公室。
我们上次谈到怎样用几点几分来确切说明时间。如果是正点，就用 o'clock。如果不是正点，就先说小时，再说分钟。这两种说法都以介词 at 开头。让我们再听一遍刚才听到的那些指定时间的短语。
At 7 o'clock.
At 11:45.
At 11 o'clock.
At 4 o'clock.
At 10:30.
我们以前也谈到，有时候我们表示的时间范围比较大，不指定某一时间，而表示一段时间， 我们刚才也听到了一些例子，让我们再听一遍。
On Saturday, in the evening.
On the weekend.
On Tuesday.
Last year.
3 years ago. 10 years ago. In 1975.
Before the other meeting.
听众朋友，现在我们的老朋友 Martin 要来跟你谈谈你一些日常活动的时间安排，请你回答他的问题。
When did you go to a movie? When did you see your family? When are you going to study? When are you going to shop?
Martin 他们安排了今天上午的活动以后，开始谈论午饭的时间安排了。让我们去听一下。
When are you going to have lunch?
I'm not going to have lunch.
After I finish my work, at 12:30.
原来他们安排的午饭时间各不相同，他们能不能凑到一起来吃饭呢？我们要待会儿才知道。现在先让我们来学几个生词吧。
Bulgaria, B-U-L-G-A-R-I-A, Bulgaria. 再说一遍 ，Bulgaria, B-U-L-G-A-R-I-A, Bulgaria. 这是保加利亚。
Engineering, E-N-G-I-N-E-E-R-I-N-G.Engineering. 再说一遍。Engineering. E-N-G-I-N-E-E-R-I-N-G. Engineering. 这是工程学。
Georgetown. G-E-O-R-G-E-T-O-W-N. Georgetown. 再说一遍。Georgetown, G-E-O-R-G-E-T-O-W-N, Georgetown. 这是乔治敦，它是华盛顿市区的一个地名。Georgetown 以设在当地的大学闻名，就是 Georgetown University, 乔治敦大学。
Demonstration, D-E-M-O-N-S.P-R-A-T-I-O-N Demonstration 再说一遍 Demonstration D-E-M-O-N-S-T-R-A-T-I-O-N Demonstration 这个词解释为示威活动
Demonstration 是名词它的动词形式就是 demonstrate, D-E-M-O-N-S-T-R-A-T-E, demonstrate. 再说一遍 demonstrate, D-E-M-O-N-S-T-R-A-T-E, demonstrate. 它的意思是参加或者进行示威活动。
Environmental, E-N-V-I-R-O-N-M-E-N-T-A-L, environmental, 再说一遍 environmental, E-N-V-I-R-O-N-M-E-N-T-A-L, environmental,它的意思是环境的，然而不能拘泥于这一解释。例如， Environmental Day 意思是环境保护日，就是环保日。那么 Environmental Problems 是什么意思呢？
那也就是环境污染问题吧。说起污染，这个词的英文是 Pollution P-O-L-L-U-T-I-O-N Pollution 再说一遍 Pollution P-O-L-L-U-T-I-O-N Pollution
下一个生词是 Atlantic A-T-L-A-N-T-I-C Atlantic 再说一遍 Atlantic A-T-L-A-N-T-I-C Atlantic 它是大西洋的名字我们学过海洋是 Ocean O-C-E-A-N Ocean 那么大西洋的全称是什么呢
Atlantic Ocean
按照习惯海洋的名称前面要加 the 所以大西洋就是 the Atlantic Ocean
好了生词就学到这儿这会儿 Martin 还在办公室里和同事们谈论近期以内的一些活动安排让我们继续听下去
Kara, when are you going to Europe?
We're going next month.
Can we go to lunch now?
Howard isn't here.
When is he coming?
In a few minutes.
Where are you going in Europe?
We're going many places.
Are you going to Bulgaria?
Yes, we are.
When are you going there?
Let me see. In about 3 weeks.
I have an uncle in Bulgaria. Can you phone him?
Of course. Please give me his phone number.
Okay. I'm going to bring it next week.
When did your uncle go to Bulgaria?
Many years ago. He was a student. He studied engineering. Then he worked in one of the factories for 3 years.
Did he stay there?
Yes, he did. He married. He had children.
When did you see him?
20 years ago. He came to see my father. He is my father's brother.
I'm here.
Good. Can we go now?
Were you waiting for me?
Of course.
Yes, let's go.
Kara 也要出去访问了，他去哪儿呢？什么时候动身呢？让我们再听一遍这段话。
Kara, when are you going to Europe?
We're going next month.
Can we go to lunch now?
Howard isn't here.
When is he coming?
In a few minutes.
Where are you going in Europe?
We're going many places.
Are you going to Bulgaria?
Yes, we are.
When are you going there?
Let me see. In about 3 weeks.
I have an uncle in Bulgaria. Can you phone him?
Of course. Please give me his phone number.
Okay. I'm going to bring it next week.
Kara 下个月要去欧洲。
Kara 要去保加利亚吗？
他要去的。
什么时候到那儿呢？
差不多3个星期以后。
那位同事为什么特别提到保加利亚呢？
因为他有个叔叔在那儿。他让 Kara 打电话给叔叔。他们接着谈起那位叔叔。是什么时候去保加利亚的？让我们再听一遍他们的话。
When did your uncle go to Bulgaria?
Many years ago. He was a student. He studied engineering. Then he worked in one of the factories for 3 years.
Did he stay there?
Yes, he did. He married. He had children.
When did you see him?
20 years ago. He came to see my father. He is my father's brother.
那位叔叔许多年以前就去了保加利亚。
那他当初怎么会去那儿的呢？
他学工程学，后来在一家厂里工作了3年。他是不是从此就留在那儿了呢？
是的，他结了婚，还有了孩子。
叔侄俩是什么时候见面的？
他们见面还是在20年前，叔叔来看 Walid 的爸爸的时候。
谈到这儿 ，Howard 回来了，于是4位同事一起去吃午饭。他们边吃边谈下个星期的工作安排。他们下个星期有一个重要的采访任务，是什么呢？让我们一块来听一听。
Martin, when are we going to Georgetown University?
Next week. The demonstration is on Wednesday.
What demonstration is that?
It is Environmental Day. There's a big demonstration.
What is Environmental Day?
The students are having a demonstration about environmental problems. Kara and I are going to write a story.
What problems are they demonstrating about?
Many problems.
We're going to write about river pollution.
Yes, the university is on the river. We want to listen to the speakers. We want to write about pollution.
原来他们下星期要报道环保日。
他们什么时候去哪儿采访环保日的活动呢? 我们再来仔细地听一遍。
Martin, when are we going to Georgetown University?
Next week. The demonstration is on Wednesday.
What demonstration is that?
It is Environmental Day. There's a big demonstration.
What is Environmental Day?
The students are having a demonstration about environmental problems. Kara and I are going to write a story.
What problems are they demonstrating about?
Many problems.
We're going to write about river pollution.
Yes, the university is on the river. We want to listen to the speakers. We want to write about pollution.
他们下星期三要去乔治敦大学采访。 因为那儿有大规模的示威活动。环保日举行什么样的活动啊? 学生们举行示威宣传环境污染的问题。Martin他们准备专题报道哪一方面的环境污染。他们要报道河流污染。他们以前也曾经报道过水质污染问题。让我们再听听他们以前做了什么报道。We
had a story about ocean pollution.
When?
A few weeks ago, we visited the Atlantic Ocean.
When did you go to the Atlantic Ocean?
In the summer.
Did you see pollution in the ocean?
Yes, we did. We saw pollution in some places.
We saw pollution in the river, too.
When?
Last week. Last month. Last year. We want to write about pollution.
他们上次报道了海洋污染。
那是在什么时候呢?
几个星期以前。
他们访问了什么地方呢?
大西洋。那他们是什么时候去的大西洋啊? 是在夏天。他们看到了海洋污染的问题吗?
对,他们在几个地方都看到了海洋污染。除了海洋污染,他们还目睹了哪方面的污染呢?
他们上星期、上个月还有去年都眼见了河流污染。我们刚才听到很多表示一段时间的短语,其中有些表示过去的时间。
我们再听一遍那些例子。
Many years ago, 20 years ago,
a few weeks ago,
last week, last month, last year.
我们也听到了一些表示某一段将来时间的短语。我们也来重新听一下。Next
month.
In a few minutes.
In about 3 weeks.
Next week.
当然,有些时间用语既能表示将来, 也能表示过去。让我们再听一遍这类时间用语。For
3 years,
on Wednesday, in the summer.
听众朋友,现在Martin又想跟你谈谈你日常活动的时间安排。请你应用学到的时间用语来回答他的问题,特别注意时态。
When are you going to see your family? When are you going to study English? When did you visit your family? When did you eat?
时间用语在日常会话中必不可少。所以下次我们要进一部学习表达时间的不同方式。你记得星期二Martin要去哪儿吗？他要去匹兹堡。对，我们要和他还有Eileen在车站见面。他俩会谈到几天之内的时间安排。这可是一个学习时间用语的好机会啊，我们都别错过了。各位，下次再见。再见。
旺旺英语网站，欢迎您的光临。 请记住我们的网址是 www.english.com。